The report's title is The Human Cost of Weather-Related Disasters and covers the period starting with the first international meeting on climate change in 1995. Debarati Guha-Sapir is a professor with the Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters located in Belgium.
90% of all disasters are due to weather, due to climate. This is not just a marginal phenomenon. It takes a very large seat in the problematic of natural disasters and, in fact, the problematic of development.
In the past two decades, more than 600,000 lives have been lost and more than 4 billion people injured, left homeless or in need of emergency assistance as a result of weather-related disasters. The countries hardest hit have been the United States, China, India, the Philippines and Indonesia.
Storms have the largest impact of deaths amongst all the weather-related disasters, together with extreme temperatures. So together, storms and extreme temperatures can account for about 70%.
The report was launched a week before world leaders convene in Paris to agree a new climate change treaty. Margareta Wahlström, head of the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, or UNISDR, says expanding the definition of what constitutes a disaster will be critical.
We maybe have a tendency to think floods, hurricanes and storms, but disasters is a much wider phenomena and it will continue to grow much wider over the period of time.
The disaster risk experts are pressing governments to make responding to weather-related disasters part of their development policies. Once again, Debarati Guha-Sapir.
The more we have droughts, the more we have famines, the more we have pressures of mass displacement, we instigate and aggravate civil unrest, we instigate and aggravate mass migrations to town. This should not be underestimated. The climate discussions in Paris today need to come up with much more practical solutions than they have done so far, and they must produce those solutions that are proven to be effective. We need to have proven effectiveness and we need to have practical solutions.
The report finds a silver lining amid the storm clouds, as both storms and extreme temperatures can be predicted thanks to advances in meteorological technology. However, the challenge is making sure developing countries also benefit. Deanne Penn, United Nations.